Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night, and I believe it's the 19th of October, 2023. And all, ladies and gentlemen, you know, here we go again. Every day there is something new, an inching up, or six inching up all the way around the edges of the Luciferian chessboard. And I'll tell you now, I don't have a clue what Biden's going to talk about tonight. But it's not going to engender you against being bolster you in your strength against what is to come. Only thing that can do that is our Father in heaven, who gave his only begotten Son, Lord Jesus. And if you will repent of your sins to Jesus, ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, then he'll start to wash you clean with his blood. You'll start to get proofed up. You'll start to lose your fear. You'll gain your strength. You will start to feel stronger, smarter, faster, and all of the different things. And all you got to do, like he says in John 14, anything that you ask in his name, and his name is Jesus, he will try to do. Okay? So, ladies and gentlemen, I will say this to you. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Now, there's some obvious things going on with me, which, you know, some people catch up on and others don't. And I've tried to talk about a little bit. But old Hawk is, well, let's just put it this way. I'll give it to you this way. A few days ago, Monday, they took over a half gallon of liquid out of my chest and lungs. Now, that did improve my inhale a bit. But I still have, let's just put it this way. I still have a mass in the center of the chest and on one of the lobes of the lungs. So that's as close as I'm going to tell you right now, as far as finding out exactly which type and all of that. And that's going to be in the upcoming pretty quick, because they could not tell from just analyzation of the fluid. Now, normally I wouldn't tell you all about that, but I'll tell you, it's been evident in my voice and evident in my strength and what have you. And I also told you that if that was the last time I was to hear you a week or so ago, that it would have been my pleasure to have been, you know, talking with you and listening with you and emailing with you and trading letters and cards with you and all the different things. Because, Lord Jesus, I'll tell you, He had Archangel Michael recruit me, and that was almost 20 years ago. And I was a recruit in a waking vision where I was awake, wide awake. And I told you about that on air many times, but I was recruited to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, of what is to come and how they might prepare for it. And I tell you, I've tried to do the best I can. Got some very encouraging information for people. Some people, I believe, nice people in Arizona, as I recall. Or maybe it was New Mexico. Anyway, I can't recall it, but they were frosty kind of people, let me tell you. And they are starting to prepare, and they can't believe it, but they're able to start to do it, and they thank me for urging them on to do it. And then in Pennsylvania, another firearm owner has appeared in the midst of all of these things, somebody who was able to wade through the junk paperwork of Pennsylvania and to purchase a firearm for the first time. Now I'm going to tell you something with regard to that, and I heard it this afternoon from somebody in the old Black Forest, okay? And allegedly, and I'll just say it allegedly because you never know on all this stuff, but they could be doing it but not telling you that. But allegedly, and for all the Vietnam vets, they remember Lake City Ammo, where it used to come from, Lake City. And that's right outside of, right in Independence, Missouri, right outside of Kansas City. And it's owned by the government, but run by Winchester, Olin Winchester. Now, apparently, Lake City, listen up, listen up. Lake City apparently is canceling all commercial contracts. That means to produce, 5.56 ammunition for stores and sporting goods companies and gun shops and that kind of stuff. Apparently, so 5.56 is all going to go, plus other rounds are all going to go to the U.S. government. Now, that particular thing is means that it's going to get real disappearing, like on ammunition. I suggest if you have time tonight or tomorrow is to go get a few more thousand rounds of 5.56 if that's what you shoot. I would also tell you this, is that you may need another additional rifle caliber, and it could be even from a bolt action or it could be from anything, but you need another rifle caliber to shoot. 308, 30-06, 270, whatever it might be. And heck, even 30-30 or something like that, or 45-70. You need to get something else that you can have a supply of ammunition to where you can utilize that. Some alternatives might be some of the firearms that shoot the pistol ammunition as well. You might have like a Henry rifle, something that would shoot 357 Magnum. That might be a decent alternative. But I would tell you that you ought to get granddad's old M1 or you might get a bolt action and have it ready to go and sight it in and put a little sight on it, a scope. But if Lake City produces almost most of the 5.56 ammo in the United States and probably on the planet, and that 5.56 ammo is what they're going to be using. What they're going to be using in a lot of places, and probably they've been talking about it. Probably talking about it. That you've heard on TV, maybe you're on the radio, is that the ammunition is really short in terms of supply and in terms of the U.S. military and whatever, trying to get it to the Ukraine. And I understand that it's short in Israel because allegedly they had the Israelis give some 105-millimeter rounds for the artillery. They had some of that go, and maybe some small arms rounds go to the Ukraine. But now the thing is, you also have Taiwan has bought. They actually have bought and ordered all kind of ammunition, missiles, ammo, artillery rounds, small arms, whatever. They bought all kind of stuff from the United States, but the United States has not delivered. They have not delivered because they took it and sent it to Ukraine instead. And then there's that one Scranton, Pennsylvania factory that makes 105. That's all they can do is make 42,000 of them a month. And that's it. So in case somebody stands up a few ammunition plants real quick, there's going to be deep doo-doo. So therefore, you do not want to be without ammunition and whatever it is you shoot when people that come who have ammo come to try to take you away, ha-ha, or try to take your home, ha-ha, okay? So consequently, consequently, ladies and gentlemen, allegedly Lake City Ammo is canceling all commercial contracts, and so 5.56 will probably dry up real quick. And when you buy it, see if you can, and those of you got money, and there's some people out there got a lot of money, they got 401ks, you got all the different accounts, all the different stuff, and they're going to use it for retirement, and I understand all of that, but I don't think if you take a look out here right now, it's going to be a long-term fishing trip unless you have bugged out by a big lake somewhere. So consequently, use the money while you got it to get long-term storage food, water purification equipment, like the Berkey filters, or others that could be utilized to perform similar functions. if you can't get the Berkeys. Water storage containers, as well as long-term storage food, which has 25-year shelf lives, that kind of thing. You need to have canned goods, everyday rations, so that are something that you're used to and you know about. Denny Moore beef stew would be a good one, wouldn't it? Tuna fish, canned tuna, canned chicken breast. Spam is a good meat. It'll taste good. You put it in there and fry it up in the skillet. You put a little hot sauce and ketchup on it or something, and you got a good thing. You can also put cheese sauce over the top of it, and that will be something that will give you a ration. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, now let's talk about some more things interesting here. Out of my old buddy from the Black Forest, he says that since the train was derailed in Colorado, that it now is taking people 2 to 4 hours to drive from Colorado Springs to Pueblo. So now that's very interesting. Pueblo being the big railroad hub, Colorado Springs being the military bases. And that, to me, is a classic case of sabotage because it interrupts travel by train and also by rail or by road of military transport and of people getting to the military bases and such. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. The other interesting thing is we got a B-52 up this afternoon over central Kansas, and that's probably on a racetrack starting, but in the center of the U.S., starting to go on a racetrack, and also northern California. Now, what a lot of people don't know is we have tanker units in various places throughout the central part of the United States, so they can go either direction equally quick, and that when they start to take off, they'll take off ahead of the B-52s or the B-2s or whatever is up and about. And consequently, you will have a bomber that could be loaded with, and when they practice, sometimes they are loaded with the sweet stuff, the buckets of sun, that then they can go on and like a old fail-safe route on up into across the Bering Sea and into Russia, that area up in there, and go up and down the coast and various things. They could also go to the Chinese areas and to or they could go out and land at Guam and then refuel there and do different things. But these racetracks, which are the old fail-safe racetracks, but modified somewhat, I guarantee are already being used. Well, we're getting ready for nuclear war. We're getting ready for that. And why do we know that? Because Klaus Schwab has mouthed off his big mouth how you out there, you Americans, are going to die for their reset, for their new world order, because you'll be fighting. You'll be fighting it amongst it to do it. Well, I'm going to tell you what. If anybody ever sees that Charles Schwab, why don't you tell him to take a hike for me, you know? Or you tell him for whatever you want to tell him, but you know what I'm saying? This is just getting to be ridiculous. And that's part of the problem, isn't it? Because you say, well, God, this is so crazy. How can I believe it? How can I believe it out here? You know why you can believe it? Remember the red letter edition? What Lord Jesus had to say in Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and Matthew 25 and what Ezekiel has to say? Chapter 38, 39, the Gog Magog War, and that's where we're at right now. I know that. But then that continues on and goes into all different places. And how do we know that? We had, well, we have the Carpi, the USS Carpi, shot down suicide drones coming in towards Israel. She's up at the top of the Red Sea. She shot them down. But then there were also missiles coming from the Houthi area of the Houthi tribe area of the Yemen. And the Houthis are another proxy or another control group of Iran. So eventually where this comes down to, somebody at some point in time is going to launch on Iran, or Iran will launch on somebody else. And bingo, bango, bongo. And when the big guns get to going, when the big bombs get to popping, it's going to pop all around the world. So then that brings me back to a prep item that most people don't want to really confront because it's expensive, more expensive, and they don't have it. And they say, well, I don't think it's going to happen. Nuclear, biological, chemical gear. You need a first grade, first right. Excuse me. You need a well-graded military gas mask, brand new, not surplus, not, you know, second hands, that kind of stuff. You need a military grade gas mask with military grade, full nuclear biological chemical filters, or C-burn, if that's what you prefer to call it, filters. And you need probably at least one or two for each person. If you had a lot of money, you should get more. They don't last forever, but they will at least, the good ones will take you down the road, I think, 10, 12 hours. And, you know, if you're in a expedient shelter, that's another thing to look up. Cresson Kearney, C-R-E-S-S-O-N, Kearney, K-E-A-R-N-E-Y, Cresson Kearney, How to Survive Nuclear War. That'll be a PDF format online that you can download for free. You'll be able to download that for free, and then you could then read it, save it, but you could also print it off. You could print it off and put it in a glassine sleeve or something, a plastic sleeve, to protect it from moisture. And then you need to start looking at that and acting upon it. You also have an excellent book, No Such Thing as Doomsday by Hoag, H-O-A-G. No Such Thing as Doomsday. And also Dare to Prepare by Holly Dale. Dare to Prepare by Holly Dale. And then you can also go up to get information about some of the lists and some of the things that Holly put up years ago on standale.com. Standale.com, and you go to Holly's place, or Holly's info, or Holly's section, and there is the original thing she put up for what type of foods to save, how the amounts, for how many, you know, for a man, a woman, a child, you know, that kind of stuff, how many pounds of this or that or the other, where to get them, when to buy them, total lists of all the kind of things to buy, lists of tools, firearms, general things that you need to have for supplies. Also then medical, a basic medical and sickness type of list, and she tells you what to have for that. If you do not have those lists, go get them right away. There are other lists. You can get them from different people. You can look up online, preparedness lists, okay, that kind of stuff. You'll see a lot of that out there that you can take advantage of. But I'm telling you, this is the number one thing I'm trying to tell you right now, is that you ought to heed Matthew 25, what Jesus had to say about the wise and foolish virgins. You know what I'm saying? And do you remember what Jesus said when the foolish virgins come to the door? They say, oh, Lord, Lord, open to us. We're here to be with you. You know, into the marriage, right? And what did Jesus say? Verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. So if you're not prepared, do whatever you can to prepare one more day. One more day of water, one more day of food, whatever. If you can prepare for 30 more days or 6 months, then by all means do that too. But if you do not have firearms, and I'm telling you, the ammunition is going to start to disappear on the most popular caliber in the United States. Excuse me. Then you better well have it. I figured this out long ago. That's why I bought different calibers back in the day when firearms were less expensive and when ammo was quite a bit less expensive. So I just started years ago. I mean, you know, like 25 years ago. And I just started to get different calibers. Not a whole lot of different ones, but in pistols and revolvers, different ones. Nine millimeter, 357, 38 specials, 380, 40 cal. I used to have a 45, but that got taken, stolen. But anyway, a mixture so that no matter where you were at, you might find some if you were out foraging at some point in time, or if the people that you tried to attack you just took out. And what they might have on them. I don't know if you saw the story yesterday or today, but it was one of the volunteer, like emergency people that go to if you call a 911, they go for free. They're a nonprofit emergency thing where they'll go to come to, you know, pump your heart, or, you know, if you have some kind of an accident or that kind of stuff. Like an EMT, you know. And so the guy comes to a deal. He's at one of these kibbutzim, you know. And all of a sudden he sees about 12 guys over there with guns. He came to come on a call. He had a pistol. Well, he didn't hesitate, man. He pulled that pistola, and he shot four of them. Pop, pop, fizz, fizz, okay? Then they shot him in the leg, shot him in the head. Well, then other calls came on that call. And then another guy, one of these EMT guys, had a medical bag, and he saw what was going on. He saw that his buddy up there had been shot. And so what he did was to throw the medical bag towards him, and then he peeled out as the other guys were shooting at him. Well, fortunately, this EMT guy was able to get bandages out of the bag and to patch himself up in the head and in the leg, and he is still alive. He's in bad condition, but he's still alive. So I'm going to tell you, you're always better to go at him straight on than try to figure out what you're going to get if you're going to get kidnapped or that kind of bull crap. No, hook him and jab him, you stick him and stab him. You know what I'm saying? Pop, pop, fizz, fizz. Put another two in the keister. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, stand your ground and take it to them if you can, because that's the way to do it. You don't want to be in somebody's clutches with their knife on your throat and something else in you know where. That's what you do not want. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I will tell you what, if you're with him and he's with you, and he doesn't choose people that are sissies or, you know, goofballs to fight with him. He chooses people that are bad to the bone in cases a lot of times and not had the best of life, but in exchange for working with Lord Jesus, he'll put you in a position and give you strength, give you power, give you glory like you never before, like you ever knew. And he wants to post you in the gaps in the line, because you see, there's not as many people out here that are really true Christians as you think. So you say, Lord Jesus, where can I put my family to gain a true sanctuary from all the evil to come, so I can place them there and then work on your behalf and stand in the gap? He'll say to you, after you listen, he'll say to you, stay in your own home. Or he'll say, go to that farm that you've got outside of town, put your family there, get them set, and then you go out and stand against whatever is getting ready to come. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome, believe me. And I got to stay in this game because the Lord's continuing me on to do this. And I've got time yet to go. And I still may get a good tip or something that might save people's lives or get something in advance. May get an understanding about what's coming. And then provide a lot of people a lot of opportunity to get out of Dodge or to bug out. But anything is most needed or welcome. It could be Federal Reserve notes, silver, a little bit of gold, platinum, silver dime, silver quarter, half dollar, whatever it is. Or it could be a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. So now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, anything is most needed and welcome. And I'll tell you, Brother Steve Quayle, you can go up to his site right now. You can take advantage of his private briefings or his QFiles 2.0 to get additional inside information. He also had a wonderful new DVD about the Mexican expeditions. You can't believe this stuff. But this will show you the next phase and identify parts of the next phase of what's going to happen on this planet. You're going to see the return of the fallen angels, the aliens, whatever, or both. And that is key to what's going to go, you're ready to go on. To understand that, you need to go to stevequayle.com or call him at 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you in to have him set you up with that. But Steve can also get gold and silver for you if you need it, and he'll get it to you right away. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I got a real nice picture of a church we've been talking about in Indochina, where the Nunamakers have the project there where they started the house churches and all those things. And so then they started to raise money for to build this new church next to the house. And it's not a cathedral, but it's a real nice little church. And I saw a picture of it, and the walls are up, and somebody who might be going to be talking in it to the flock at some point in time was standing in there, and just incredibly done, and so well done. So if you want to assist in continuing, and that project is already financed, that church has already been financed, but now we're back to putting in Bibles and songbooks in the dialects of the mountain villages of the Shan states, the Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, and Myanmar, all right? Indochina. So send it to Nunamaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Nunamaker, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania. That's with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Oh, and I forgot to do this. Nunamaker Bible Project, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 223 Hamilton, Myerstown, with a M-Y-E-R-S, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Oh, now, ladies and gentlemen, this Carney, that's a whole other front over there with Yemen and all of that aspect over in that area. They also got Hezbollah. Hezbollah could get it all set up, and they could push some buttons today and launch 10,000 missiles on Tel Aviv, 10,000 on Jerusalem, 10,000 on Haifa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they could just do what in the Bible. The Lord talks about how Jerusalem, you know, for then shall be great tribulation, such it was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. So anyway, he talks about that, but prior to that, in Matthew 24, and as this gospel is preached to the kingdom, shall be preached to the kingdom in all of the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel, the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee unto the mountains, and let him that is not on the housetop, or which is on the housetop, not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get so bad you can't believe it. So I'm going to tell you, the preparations are going to be key for you. Lord Jesus said, and tells you in Matthew 25, you know, lamp oil, you know. Well, how many nights of the year are there? How many hours of lighting would you like to have after dark? Figure out what the container size of your lamp oil, of your lamp is, how much oil it will take or requires, and how long that will burn, and then figure out how much you need. And maybe go along about trying to get as much as you can, and then do the 120-hour candles. Look it up online. Look at Google, you know, put it in the search engine, 120-hour candles, and you'll see different ones, all right? Be redundant in these things if you can. Redundant in light, redundant in water, redundant in food, redundant in medical supplies, redundant in ammo. The other thing that I got the word last night, just thinking about it, that I think it's going to be start to get real cold in the world, the temperature cold. And consequently, I think that people forget about the basics. If you think about what you got for the winter thing, you may have one pair of gloves, got one pair of Thinsulate gloves, and or cotton glove, whatever you got. You got one parka or one winter coat. You have some fleece jackets and different things. So you got to think about layering yourself. And that starts off with long-handled underwear. And get the kind that will wick away the moisture from the body. Get the polypropylene like the military uses, or the silk, which been also used by the military years ago. But the polypropylene will be the cheapest, to get that and lay that in as your base layer and go up on down the line. And you got a shirt and that kind of stuff, and then you put on a fleece jacket, then you put on an X-Wax jacket. And then you put on the stocking cap and all of that kind of thing. You got your gloves, scarf maybe, the whole nine yards. But I think we're going to find out that it's going to be very cold. So that tells me you need to have the basic underwear kits, you know. You got to get the basic underwear plus the long-handled underwear. And you need enough for, you know, 10 days, you know. Just another 10 sets. And then another 10 sets of socks. Get the merino wool. They're not scratchy. And merino wool will wash up, clean up easier. And yet it is very warm, extremely warm. Merino wool socks. I know this is like elementary to a lot of you people, and you want something hot, otsy-totsy, but I'm going to tell you what. I'm doing what the Lord tells me to do. I'm doing what I was told to do. And consequently, I'm going to continue to do that as long as I am able to do so. So anyway, you can always reach, I always forget to tell about the email. You can reach me at RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@hotmail.com. And I thank all those who have tried to help me out over the years. God, I'm still here after 19 years. Thank you to the Lord Jesus and to all of you out there. So what we're going to see, somebody's going to hit the trigger. Somebody's going to, in the the good, the bad, and the ugly. Remember? When old Clint Eastwood, and then the Mexican guy, and then the Civil War sharpshooter guy. And they're all looking in the Mexican standoff, right? And somebody then eventually shoots. And that's what's going to happen to this thing. Do not wait for them to tell you what they're going to do for you. And don't wait for them to tell you they're going to protect you. You need to go ahead and methodically, but much more rapidly, but methodically prepare off of lists, so that you're not duplicating stuff. A lot of people, when they go out, they say, well, I'm going to prepare, by golly. I'll get me 10 more guns and bup, bup, bup. No. Old Colonel Bo Greitz told me years and years ago, Colonel Bo Greitz told me one time, he says, you know what you need to do? He says, you know what you need to do is to, if you've got a bunch of people out there, you tell them if they've got like 10 or 15, 20 guns, to sell about 10 of them and to buy another laptop, you know, or to go get ammunition for the other 10 guns that you've got, all right? Or to go get long-term storage food for what you got. Oh, man. Let's see here. I'm going to see somebody's. Oh, this is Lady J telling me about something. There is no lamp oil. Listen to this, people. You better go out and figure it out. There is no lamp oil in the North Carolina mountains or in Virginia. Tell them that they could use olive oil, and that is what they used years ago. That is true. See if you can get lamp oil from somewhere else, but you can also, in many of the lamps, you can burn kerosene, K1. But I prefer the lamp oil because I don't like the smell of the kerosene. So thank you, Lady J. So that's in the North Carolina mountains, and people are preparing there in Virginia. But they're also short sugar for the people who live there. So anyway, I will tell you this. I don't really want to talk about this stuff I talked to you about me tonight, but it's getting obvious, so I need to tell you straight out so that you don't think it's a weirdo deal or something like that or some other kind of thing. So anyway, and I will try to take it to the Lord in prayer as to what I should do when they find out what type it is, to do a biopsy soon, and then we'll find out the type, and then I'll get the ideas, the percentages of what is possible to treat and probable, the probability of the treatment, and then I'll take it to the Lord in prayer and see what we're going to do. And I will tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and any prayers are welcome for me. I'll tell you what, I'm an old sinner, but the Lord chose me. When Archangel Michael knocks through your portal of the wall, you know, in your bedroom, and he tells you, the first thing he asks you, are you afraid? And I said, no. And then, whoop, there it is. Here I am, 19 years later. I did talk to Brother Quayle nicely the other night, and I will tell you what, man, old Steve Quayle's a tough son of a gun. He's had a lot of his health challenges, really tremendously bad health challenges, and he's still in there fighting, And we talked about all of that. And I will tell you what, there's no blood on Steve Quayle's hands. He's warned you for over 30 years. I've done it for over 19. But we're getting to be the old men in the crowd, you know? Getting to be the old men in the crowd. And so consequently, people got to pick it up at some point. But now it seems like there's too many voices sometimes. But I'm just going to keep doing what I do. And consequently, the Lord Jesus has me to do is to strike blows against his enemies. And because I do that, that puts me on the firing line, and that puts old Lucy Bird out there trying to shoot at you. Old Lucy trying to hit you with his nefarious means and ways. And let me tell you something, it is a war. Sometimes there's a disconnect between we do not wrestle with flesh, principalities, but principalities control fleshes. You understand what I'm saying? It is a war between good and evil, evil and good, all right? And this thing is going just like the Bible says, just like the Bible says. If you do not have winter boots that are insulated, you better get you a good pair. And you better make them a size bigger so you can get a thicker sock in there. The stuff that I'm seeing is that it all seems to be in Europe and that kind of stuff, and in the Middle East, all the riots and all the stuff, and in New York City and various places like that. But there's hundreds of millions of dollars being put into that stuff to bring all these Palestinians and all their signboards out. And the number of people that come across that Mexican border, I'll tell you what, there's so many red Chinese saboteurs in this country. You got the Spetsnaz that Obama hired a battalion of them. Took them to Fort Carson, trained them up with our Rangers and Special Forces. And they're still here. Still here. Kudos to the Arkansas governor. She made sure that she was going to get rid of any of the Chinese landholders in Arkansas. And she's done that. The big landholder deals, the big ranchos, and that kind of stuff. Because it's just becoming pretty bad. Oh, man, oh, man. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm just going to keep going and going and going. The old stagecoach stop. You got a guy at the old stagecoach stop, the old sheriff. He's the one that went in, and they couldn't kill him in the hospital. He had all kind of heart problems. Now he's got live wires sticking still out of him. He's got to get the live wires taken out of his chest. But what a wonderful miracle he had. It has. It's power in the blood of Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, when you pray for someone, you pray to give them a medical miracles. And then his wife says, we've even got extra warm clothes for the little dog, little socks and stuff. So that's another thing I've talked about in the last month or two. You need to make sure your dogs, your cats got food, your horses or whatever you got, whatever your animals are, your livestock, your hay, whatever you got, you better start stacking it up. And that's expensive to do. And then there's got to be some kind of a way for dogs and pets and stuff to have personal, personal cages with positive pressure systems in them to protect them against that. And that's going to be hard to do, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm going to tell you, you need to work on it now. But the first thing you need to work on is for you, your main family, you, your spouse, your children, your grandchildren, whatever. the good neighbor, two or three, and work on that and start to prepare in earnest, rapidly, rapidly, rapidly. Rapidamente! Rapidamente! Otherwise, there ain't going to be no opportunity to get it. Don't force yourself to go into a forage, F-O-R-A-G-E, mode early. Forage 101 includes doing things you don't necessarily want to do. There's not going to be that much cooperation out there. If you want to read some of the stuff about these kind of scenarios, find that guy Selco, S-E-L-C-O, Selco. Read some of his articles. I think at the, Prepared Prepper, or let me see if I can see any of that here. On, if I've got any article keyed up in my slot where I keep them. The Organic Prepper, and look up the Selco articles. Here's one that he did on September 5th. Selco, S-E-L-C-O. Prepping and Survival, Selco. Who survives and who dies when the SHTF, when the you-know-what hits the fan? Who survives and who dies? Don't you think you might like to read that article? Who survives and who dies? It's on the Organic Prepper. The Organic Prepper, or just look it up under the article number. Selco, colon, who survives and who dies when the SHTF, question mark. That's something to look up. Take a look at it. If you have not read it, you can get it probably quick, 1 second after. That'll tell you about what happens after an EMP strike in the United States. Told from the town of Black Mountain, North Carolina, and Asheville, and Swinoa, and all the good little burgs and in there and along that road there that I enjoy to drive down through. Or I used to anyway. So, ladies and gentlemen, read 1 second after. The Forge book, F-O-R-G-E, by William R. Forstchen. William R. Forstchen, F-O-R-S-T-C-H-E-N. And that will give you a quick read, and you'll understand what you need to do quickly. You'll get so many ideas, you can't believe it. And then another good one, of course, is James Wesley Rawls, Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse. A little bit different view on what's going to happen, but still, nevertheless, incredible amount of information as to what you need to prepare and that you need to do. But the first preparation is to repent of your sins and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Here's the things I've done. I want you to come into your heart to be my Savior so that you can wash me clean with your blood, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And that, you see, ladies and gentlemen, that'll start you on the way. If you're sincere, then he'll know it, and he'll start to wash you clean. And you'll start to feel better and better, and it's be like your vision will change, and you'll automatically start to read the Bible more. And if you don't, go ahead and start. You know what I'm saying? But read the Bible, but also read specifically, and that's why I'm here to advocate for that too, is to read the red letter editions. Read what Jesus has to say. Matthew 24, Luke 21. Matthew 25, all the other parts of the New Testament. Read what Jesus has to say. It doesn't tell you not to read anything else, no. But read what Jesus has to say, because he has not been as featured as he should have been. And I know that's a modern thing, but it is a modern thing. Consequently, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you don't mind me telling you the truth tonight. Sometimes that rubs it the wrong way. And I just am, but it's getting obvious. And I don't want to, like, you know, hide it in the background. And people say, well, what's wrong with him? Because I've had a lot of people say, what's wrong with you? You feel better today? Have you got a cold? You know, So no, I don't. It's something different. I need your prayers, and I need the Lord Jesus' assistance. I could use a medical miracle or two or three. So you're going to have to be, I don't remember, it was probably about the third week or fourth week I did the show in 2004, I think I said, that everybody listening to this show, the Lord Jesus is probably chosen as to be a leader in your area. Be somebody that's a contact person to be a leader to, that other people could rally around and use your information and have them, you tell them to go over here and do this, go over here and get that. But you can also continue to understand that you need to prepare like there is no tomorrow, because there may not be, in a sense. Oh, man, oh, man. I tell you what, I remember in 2004, 2005, talking about all the carrier groups. And now we got the Gerald Ford. We got the Eisenhower coming in. You got the Whitney. You got this one. You got that one. You got the others. You got the other ships in the groups. And then you wonder what might happen, because this is also going on. You go up to the land of the unwalled villages, right? Take a spoil, take a prey, right? Well, I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot of looking around for Russian subs off the coast. But the problem is that the dogs, not the dogs, but the guard dogs, in a sense, the P-8 Poseidons and the P-3 Orions, and then they're using everything else, too. They're using all the surveillance planes to try to keep up and to find out what's going on, to see whether there are any kind of Russian subs or Chinese subs or Iranian subs, for that matter, or North Korean subs, for that matter, that are off our coasts. Because you see, if you got a Russian sub in the trench in Maryland, they launch just a regular cruise missile. They don't have to be hypersonic. Just to hit a regular cruise missile from the Russian submarine in the trench with multiple reentry warheads on it, you know. And that'll be there over Washington, D.C. and all the different places, the Pentagram and all of that in less than 2 minutes. Less than 2 minutes. Well, you can't even get your combat boots on in 2 minutes unless you got the side zippers. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is an opportunity right now for you to get at least one more can of Denny Moore beef stew, one more can of organic soup, right? One more can of albacore white tuna and water. One more can of pink salmon, Alaskan pink salmon. One more can of chicken breast. One more can of roast beef hash. One more can. You see what I'm saying? And the trick is to try to get canned goods that are a complete meal and that are already pre-cooked, in case you can't get the fire going real quick, or it's at night and you don't want to get it going if you've got something that's already been cooked, which most soups and things are, then you at least could eat out of the can. The water issue is going to be crucial. And you're going to need smaller containers to carry stuff with you. Or if you've got a pond or a lake or something down the glen from where you're hiding at, in the trees, you've got to be able to go down there like all animals do, to go down to the water and then drink you out a bucket or whatever, two buckets of water, take them back to purify them, or, you know, put them through your systems. So that means you got to have something that you can containerize and carry it so it won't spill out. But even if it was just the old-fashioned Chinese two-bucket method, where you hang a bucket on each end of a stick behind your neck, like a harness, you know, then it should be that. But I'll tell you what, the water is going to be so important, you can't believe it. Brother Quayle used to talk about that. He said it'll be mass migrations because of water, to try to find any kind of clean water. Mass migrations. So I'm telling you, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight, and you darn well need to get prepared. Now, if you've seen it, also another story. The Israeli military, they don't have enough bulletproof vests. They don't have enough body armor and different things for their troops. So what they did up is take a collection up in New York and London and various places, and in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, from wealthy private individuals, collecting up then from other people who have enough money to put, 100 shekels into the kitty. And they're buying their military. They're buying their military body armor. So therefore, that's another item. Body armor. You can go up and get the best prices I've seen. At Gary Olin's website. I can't even think of the name of it right now, but look up body armor. And it's Gary Olin out of Minnesota. His website, they got some of the best prices you ever see. They also have helmets. But you can also go to look up bulletproof helmets, or look up level 4 quality helmets. And you're going to find other, you'll find other sites and places to go. So don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your business, your ranch, your farm, your home. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Use your high tech to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and against the enemies of the constitutional Christian Americans. Bang, Dango Rangers, I know you're ready, baby. Mickey Lapua, you stay on the optics, but shoot, move, and communicate, Mickey, because it's going to be a lot of moving around here before too long. Road and track and Little Al. Lord Jesus loves you. This is getting to be a very close time. Have your father read the Bible to you. Have you read him the Matthew 24 and Luke 21 and the different things. And understand what's coming. But understand that it is Jesus who you need to stick close to. Say hi to your mommy and daddy. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Go out and prepare.